أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض، فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا، ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب، وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. Of the ayats that we were reading, the khulasa, the summary of it, and the end result, what lesson we should take, Allah explains in this part of the ayat. It was, we were discussing about the two groups of the Jews that were living in Medina Munawwara. The one was the Banu Nadir and Banu Qurayza, and the two tribes of the idolaters, the Aus and Khazraj, who later became the Ansar and accepted Islam wholeheartedly, and almost totally all of them accepted Islam. Anyway, the Jews were given the command that they should not fight with one another, not exile one another from their homes, and that if anyone is taken as a prisoner of war, they should give fidya, pay the ransom money, and get him freed. They acted on the one part only, that is, to pay the ransom money and to get whoever is taken as a prisoner of war to set him free. But the other two parts of not fighting with one another and not exiling one another, that they did not practice upon. So with regard to that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضِ. تو کیا تم مانتے ہو بعض کتاب کو اور نہیں مانتے ہیں مانتے ہو بعض کو. So what, are you believing in some part of the kitab, the Torah, and in some part you are not believing? And it is a rule that if you deny one part of deen, then it is equal to denying the whole of deen, and that iman is lost to that person. So when you people are believing in some parts and not believing in some part, so then you are saying that you'll be only in the fire, the Jews used to say, for a few days. Allah says, for such people will be the permanent punishment of the fire of Jahannam. And if with the as with these ayat in this instance, all this is lessons for us to learn also. We also have to see that in the Quran Sharif, do we believe in some part of it and some part we don't believe in. For example, in the Quran Sharif, about namaz we accept, roza, hajj we accept, etc. But when it comes to like capital punishment, like a person must be stoned to death for adultery, when a person's hand must be cut for stealing, do we believe in that also, or do we think that that is, na'uzu billah, outdated, or even perhaps worse, we think it is barbaric, and we feel shy even to accept it? Whereas iman, the whole of the Quran Sharif we must be believing. In all the rules of inheritance, when it comes to matter of inheritance, and we see if we go to court we will get a bigger share, then do we deny what the Quran Sharif has said and we take the laws of the court and we give them preference? With regard to parda, that is, man and woman have to be separated as the detailed rules go, do we accept that, or we feel that in these times this is not now applicable? It's not possible. Women have to go out and work. Women have to be in the shops, etc. Do we feel that way? So we have to see also, are we believing in the whole kitab, or are we believing in some things that suit us, and what does not suit us, we don't believe in it. One is the belief, that we have to believe in everything. If we are weak and we are not practicing, we must ask for forgiveness for that. And accept it is our weakness, that I can't practice upon this. It is my weakness and it's a guna from my side. And I ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. But to say I don't believe in that part of deen, as unfortunately, especially people who are so-called enlightened, especially those those who have university education, etc., they make their decisions and they say, this we cannot believe in, this we cannot accept, this we don't accept, then it is a negation of one's iman. And that is a very serious thing. Allah has given the example of the Bani Israel, the Jews, and it is for us to take a lesson. So Allah says, فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. سو کوئی سزا نہیں اس کی جو تم میں سے یہ کام کرتا ہے مگر رسوائی دنیا کی زندگی میں. Those who do this, for them will be disgrace and humiliation in this worldly life. So for the Jews, Allah Ta'ala has said that humiliation and disgrace, that many of them were killed in the battles, many of them were taken as slaves, and many of them had to pay the taxes. And that was also that they were subjugated to the Islamic law and the Islamic government. Whereas they were free people before, now they had to pay taxes. So we have to think for ourselves also. Today, for example, for namaz, for the greatest ibadah, we have to like hide and come for it. It is all because we are not accepting the laws of Allah wholeheartedly. When a person accepts these laws, Allah gives them honor and gives them the position of control in the world. Not that they are controlled by others, by non-believers, but that they control the world. It is not in the hands of the people of the world, it is how we will relate to Allah Ta'ala. We accept Allah's laws, we believe fully. A little time of test and trial will come, like with the Sahaba, but then Allah gave them great glory. And when Muslims started leaving the deen, like today for example, cutting off hands, stoning to death is not found in any part of the world. The last it was in Saudia, but that was also a number of years ago. Now we have changed those laws also. So consequently, Allah has put us under the kuffar today. And we have to be like disgraced by the, being disgraced in this way. If we will start bringing deen properly in our lives, and the whole of deen, not only what we like we take, and what we don't like we don't take, but the whole of deen, Allah, who is the absolute authority, He will give us authority again. He will give us respect and honor. So this is that punishment in the dunya Allah speaks. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. اور قیامت کے دین پہنچائے جاوے سخت سے سخت عذاب میں. And this is, عذاب is the very great of this dunya, but compared to the punishment of akhirat, it is still very little and nothing. The punishment of the akhirat will be much, much more severe. May Allah protect us, protect our iman. Let us not just sit happily that I've got iman, but let us check whether my iman is in place, and when maut comes, that I can go with this perfect iman. وَمَاللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. اور اللہ بے خبر نہیں تمہارے کاموں سے. And Allah is not unaware of what you are doing. Allah is fully aware of all that we are doing, publicly, privately, what we are thinking, what we are planning, what we believe in, what we don't believe in. Allah knows everything. So Allah make that we accept the whole of deen, not only like the whole Quran, but every ayat of the Quran Sharif also. We accept the whole of deen, not just that I believe in the hadith and the sunnah, but every hadith and every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I believe in, whether it makes sense to me or not, whether I like it or not, but I believe wholeheartedly in it. That is very, very important for the protection of our iman. May Allah guide us and grant us this full and perfect iman. Subhanallah.